This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Hey kids, thanks to Deluxe Diner, it's time now for Pick and Tell with storyteller Leslie Dowding.
Welcome to Pick a Tale. We're still looking at how the moon and different things appeared in the sky. This is a really well-known story by our First Nations people, the Navajo. And it actually talks a lot about the moon and the stars. People would sit outside and wonder, how did that happen? How did they get there? And they began to tell stories to the children. This one is called A Handful of Quartz, which of course are bright, starry-looking gems. In the fifth world, which is the one we live in now, there were four lights: white in the east, blue in the south, yellow in the west, and black, the light that is darkness, which spreads from the north. The people all complained that they hadn't given enough light to see and work by, so First Nation came up with a plan. She took a huge slab of quartz and set it on a blanket. And there, the blanket suddenly became really, really large. "What is going on?" they said. Well, the first woman, she decided that she would fill the blanket with lots of quartz. Then she got a ladder and she started to climb with the blanket on her back. She went higher and higher through the clouds, right up, and the people couldn't see her anymore. "Now, I'm going to decorate this area," she decided. And so that's what she did. She decided that she would throw one set of quartz into the sky. They were turquoise and red and coral, and feathers from four of the native birds that she just happened to have in her pocket. She placed them carefully in the sky. Some looked like fire, some looked like green, some were shaped like mountains. Then she climbed higher and higher. And somehow she managed to stretch right across where she decorated a large area of yellow ones. They looked like birds. Some of them even looked like feathers from birds. That didn't worry her. She felt like painting the sky with all these wonderful jewels. She went on and on and on. Then she decided that they would have to shine at night, otherwise no one would see them. And so she decided to climb back down, all the way back to Earth, where she found two very wise old men. And she said to them, "How shall I make them shine at night?" And the wise men said, "What you might need is a large round one that will glitter and glow and will shine on them. Why don't you go and find Moonbearer, who has a large silver disc?" So the woman found Moonbearer and collected the disc, put it in her blanket, tied it on her back, and climbed all the way back into the sky again, beyond the clouds. First woman to do this. She put the quartz all over the place. And then she let the large disc go higher and higher. And when the moon shone down, all what she had put sparkled and glowed. But they were all in different places and all in different shapes. Some looked like giants. Some looked like belts. Some looked like birds. And so, you know, when you lie up on the ground and look up at the sky at night and look at the stars, you can see different shapes. Because the woman, she made patterns in the sky, and they shine and glow when the moon is out. But when the moon goes to sleep and disappears, they glow even more. Thank Thank you for listening to Pick a Tale today. I hope you've enjoyed all those stories about the moon and the stars. And maybe when it's a nice bright night, you can go out and look yourself. You can even make pictures of stars and the moon too. Welcome to Pick a Tale. I hope you're going to enjoy this story. It's all about a lighthouse and a young boy called Thomas. Now the lighthouse is around the coast near Cape Egmont. So if you're going out in the holidays, maybe you could have a drive and go and see it. There's also a museum not far away where you can actually go inside the replica of a lighthouse. This is how the story goes. It's called Midnight at the Lighthouse, and it's something I wrote quite a long time ago. It was a cold, blustery day, and Thomas watched the clouds from Auntie Jenny's window. They raced across the sky. He wanted them to slow down so he could paint their funny faces. Thomas had been painting his favourite things. He painted all afternoon. He liked to paint the sea. He liked to paint rocks. He liked to paint helicopters, which he flew every night in his dreams. He liked to paint everything. Thomas looked out of the window. What he really wanted to see was the lighthouse at the end of Auntie Jenny's road. Perhaps he could paint it. He had been promised a night trip to visit the lighthouse and its giant beam of light. He waited. And while he waited, Thomas looked out the window. He opened it and let the wild wind inside. It spun the curtain round. It whistled under his arms, lifting him off his chair. It even blew his paintings off the table high into the air. Round and round they twisted, spinning faster and faster. "My helicopter's flying, boo!" wailed Thomas. Auntie Jenny walked into the room to see the paintings fly out the window. Higher and higher they went, over the treetops, across the road. She watched them as they disappeared. She quickly shut the window. Thomas watched as one wayward painting floated down to stick like glue to the hydrangea bush. Ooh, it was a strong wind. I can paint more sea pictures tomorrow, thought Thomas. What colour shall I paint the sea at night? He looked out of Auntie Jenny's window. The sea was dark and grey and white. He looked again. What colour was the sea now? It was silver with ribbons of bright moonlight. Auntie Jenny came back with a jacket. Lighthouse time! Is it midnight at sea? Cried Thomas. It's only 6 o'clock, laughed Auntie Jenny. Can we go in the old car, asked Thomas, and be lighthouse keepers with head torches? Can we take Grandpa's old Morse code book, the one that can send messages to ships? Can I take my pirate's hat and treasure maps? Thomas began to sing his song as they went out, climbed into the old car. I'm a big ship leaping into the waves. I'm strong and tough, I'm tall and brave. The wind blows me this way and that. It pushes me forward and back. The wind blows seagulls up to the sky. The clouds turn black as I sail by. I'm a big ship leaping into the waves. I'm strong and tough, I'm tall and brave. High in the air, the seagulls scream. Rocks ahead, the lighthouse beams. And Thomas sang. Auntie Jenny drove down the coast road past the giant tree where the old house once stood. Look, it's the helicopter tree, pointed Thomas. Suddenly the wind whistled round the car. The sycamore seeds were spinning, tossed by a gust of wind.
They made a pitter-patter sound as they hit the windscreen. "Oh, helicopter wings are spinning out of control," laughed Thomas. But the wipers swiped them aside. The sea sounded closer now. Auntie Jenny turned off the engine. The car headlights picked out the lighthouse beam. But when they tried to open the door, the wind said, "No." And the wind began to rock the car. Darkness came quickly across the waves as the light began to fade. "Will the lighthouse see us?" asked Thomas. "Yes, but we need to drive closer to be in the lighthouse beam," said Auntie Jenny. She turned on the engine and the car took them closer and closer to the sea's edge. Suddenly, they were bathed in a pool of light. A calm stillness crept up like a midnight cat out on the prowl. Around the old shipwreck, the waves swirled in and out. The waves licked the wood of the old wreck. The ghost of a ship's cat hunts for rats. The wind died away. Tiny pebbles ran over themselves, trying to escape the giant waves, making an unusual sound. Thomas waited for the giant yellow beam to find them again. It made his hair stand on end. "Time to go," said Auntie Jenny, turning the ignition key. Nothing happened. Thomas wanted her to turn the car lights on to make him feel better. The bright giant lighthouse beam had suddenly turned away. All was dark. The sea looked like a licorice stick, all twisted and curled around the rocks. The wind began to whistle around the car. The waves gathered strength. Auntie Jenny tried again. "Come on, old thing," she said to the car, but still nothing happened. The waves began to crash over the rocks. The spray licked the car with an evil delight. Auntie Jenny found the head torch. "It's probably a flat battery, Thomas," she said with a worried voice as she got out of the car. "What are we going to do?" thought Thomas. "Oh, look, a ship," cried Thomas, jumping out of the car. "We could use the torch to send the ship a message." He had the old Morse code book in his hand. Auntie Jenny tapped out a message of SOS. They waited, but the wind slapped their faces hard. "It's time for you to get back inside the car," said Auntie Jenny. She lifted up the bonnet to look under into the engine. Inside the car, the windscreen was very misty. Thomas decided to make a pattern with his finger on the window. Droplets of water ran slowly down the windscreen. Then Thomas came eyeball to eyeball with a pair of dark, twinkling eyes. The eyes blinked. A cat meowed and a voice spoke.
"Ahoy, me shipmate, we saw your light a-flashing, SOS. We'll have you afloat in my name is not Pirate Diamond Black."
The giant lighthouse beam swept across the car. The engine jumped into life. Auntie Jenny opened the car door.
"Did you see Diamond Black the pirate?" said Thomas, full of excitement. "Did he save us?"
Auntie Jenny sighed and smiled. "I think it's time for a song. I know a lighthouse as tall as can be. When all is dark and lost at sea, the lighthouse brings hope and rescues me." Said Thomas. "I think tomorrow I might paint a pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa."
Thank you for listening to Pick a Tale today.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.